Number 22, guard Natalie Paulskill from Germantown, the junior. Olivia Rangel is your junior guard from Franklin. Emily Wisner, the other guard from Germantown, a sophomore. And then number 33, the sophomore from Ocon, Natalie Gricious.
Those are your pioneers. And then Lindsay Schultz in her eighth year. Lindsay Schultz's staff include Coach David Borowitz, Coach Katie Evans, and Coach Elizabeth Kelleher. Ripon's coaching staff includes Dave Johnson, Megan Jensen, and Owen Thune, along with head coach Lauren Busalaki. So, referees are calling both teams the center court. The Ted H. Baker court looking majestic in its beautiful hardwood, and the Pyle Pete logo very large and very present there in the center court. So we're almost ready for some buckets as the Pioneers come out in their home whites. Orange fonts with blue trim. Carroll written across the top numbers on the front. And the Carroll C logo type there on the pants, on the side pants. Visiting Ripon in all red with kind of that old DePaul thick stripe down the side with different blue, gray, black colors and the R logo type at the bottom. They've got black fonts with white trim on their jerseys. Here's the tip-off, and Ripon wins it. And it's Natalie Ruoff, center court, gets it to the left wing there. She's going to drive to the basket, pulls it back, kicks it out to the left wing, and that's Bella Opalt. Kicks it back into the corner. The ball handler there is Lainey Hadlovitz. She's in a little trouble, kicks it out to the big... Oh, misses a good shot underneath, gets a rebound. Can't get that to fall either. And the Piles come down with the rebound after four misses by Bonnie Jensen. And here comes Paulskill to Wisner, back to Paulskill. Now Rangel has it. Back out to Wisner, top of the key. Rangel, the right wing, kicks it in to Paulskill. Oh, can't get the shot. And it's rebounded by Jensen, taking it all the way down. She goes all the way across court to the left to a wide open three-pointer, and it's in and out. A good attempt by Bella Opelt. Oh! Ripon gets the rebound back and ends up in Opelt's hand here. She's going to drive. She pulls it back, gives it to a driving. She can't get it to Lainey Hadlovitz. She tried swinging it around a couple Pio defenders, I believe, to Jensen, and just goes out of bounds, and the Pios take it over. Rangel bringing it up. Rangel goes to the right wing, kicks it in there to the ring to Paulskill. Now top of the key, Swakey kicks it in underneath. And a beautiful little hook shot by Natalie Gricious there. A nice little dish from Swakey. Here come Ripon, hustling down the court, throwing all the way
for
down
Civic
to the left
Media
wing.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bella. Bell. After
Bella
hearing oral arguments
Lainey
Tuesday, the Wisconsin
well
Supreme Court is weighing
Gricious
a legal challenge to the state's
to
legislative boundaries.
Out.
The eventual
Delaney,
ruling could
drive.
Mean a lot for next good. Year's elections,
good
as Mike Moe
the
reports.
Defense. Kicks it in.
The
oh,
redistricting process might not
scrum.
Resonate with all voters, but
and,
Nick Ramos of the Watchdog Wisconsin Democracy Campaign
the
urges
the
public to pay
good,
attention.
Good job by Bonnie
says
Jensen jumping
at stake
into the pile.
For over 12
wow, this
years
is what
now,
we expected,
Doug,
coming out. Both teams evenly
matched.
Very physical, aggressive game as Rangel brings it up for the Piles here on
Wisconsin
the right.
Wisconsin is considered
backcourt.
A 50-50
kicks
state for statewide
wing.
Elections, but Republican lawmakers
back to
hold
Rangel
overwhelming
in the corner
majorities
from
in the legislature.
Oh, past of
Republicans
Gricious
have
misses.
Long defended how they drawn up
and
districts.
It's Lainey.
This case doesn't focus on their seat advantage,
down,
but rather on
up,
two constitutional
so
issues.
Why don't she make
the
shot?
Separation of powers
gets
involving
the
past
one.
Ruling on current
and
maps
on the board
and whether
after
the districts
missed,
are contiguous enough. Ramos says legal cases in general can take time to play out, but he predicts a quick timeline for a decision.
Now it's into
the
wing here.
Implications for 2024
kicks it out to Swakey. Oh,
Dishon
gets knocked away.
If
great defensive play there.
There is a situation
there.
Where the court looks at the map.
Gricious has it, kicks it back out.
Halibut's
into the corner to wide open Swakey for three.
Throwing out the
yes!
maps and drawing new maps, then it sounds like everybody
the lefty
is going
Lawrence
to get the election.
For three.
He stresses
it's
a lot would go into whether a full set of new maps is required, including enough notice to legislative members. In past redistricting rulings in the U.S., courts have ordered varying
Natalie
levels Paulskill of changes.
Thought was a little too
it's also possible
with the
case goes before
so
the U.S. Supreme Court,
first team
depending
foul.
On the state-level decision.
In the opening half.
This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Can I just say, contact us at communicatorsinmyindustryservice.org. Support for this reporting
and
was
to get out
of
the break
the
real nicely.
Corporation of New York.
They hit it to the corner.
And this is Civic Media News.
Jensen driving
now.
He's back for teammates for the easy layup.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio.
Rangel will bring it up. Kicks it over to Grisius. End of the left wing here to Palskill. Soike, top of the key now. Gets it back to Grisius for 3-0 off the front of the rim and rebounded by Jensen for the Red Hawks. Here come the Red Hawks in transition. They're coming down fast. Laney, nowhere to go. Kicks it back out. And she gets called for a foul. I thought there was no travel. Good call. That's the call we should have gotten there. We did get it, Greg.
Yeah, so. I was just going to say, before that last break, I expected Lauren Soike to get the first points of the game. Bonnie Jensen on the other side, very effective at shooting threes. So watch out
for
her.
Good to know. So Rangel kicks it into Palskill. Palskill back to right wing to Rangel.
You're
Rangel
listening
to
pre-recorded content
She's
produced
try,
by Civic Media.
Out. She gets nailed with a travel. Trying to dribble between two Red Hawks there. And really nowhere to
From
go.
From the Civic Media Radio Network. Like moving Wisconsin
back
forward one joke at a time. This
gets
is As Goes
all
Wisconsin
the way
with Kristen Broad.
Situation here. She's going to pull up the deep footer. It's good. Now Ribbon has the lead for the first time today, 6-5. After the bunny from Bellingham, her first 2 points in the game.
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane McNair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Delighted to have you along with us. Greg Bach is with me in the studio. Kelvin on the board.
Kicks
our
it back
colleague
out to
and producer
and she
at
gets
Civic
called,
Media,
for a
Anya
charge there.
Esther, is joining us. And you can always check in, too, if you like, at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Coming in
Anya
now for the Piles is number 12.
Really
Allison
big
Thompson,
march for Israel yesterday in Washington, D.C. Anya, you had a really late night. You got back after
Laney
midnight at O'Hare,
traffic,
right?
Gets it out to Bella in the left wing.
That's right. Bella's well, not O'Hare, but General Mitchell. We touched down
key.
Late last night.
Pass.
We left
drive
from
up.
General Mitchell
Looks like a
yesterday
foul
at
underneath.
5 a.m.
That's going to
landed
go to Thompson.
In Maryland. Got on a bus.
So she gets her first foul
our way
early
into
off the bench.
D.C. D.C. was incredible. And
Three
then
team
back
fouls
out
on the
all
piles
the way back to Milwaukee
versus,
just before midnight. And then
the
I
Red
thought
Hawks.
I'd text you and say, you
it
know
gets
what,
inbounded
Jay?
To Jensen.
I might sleep
nice
in.
Nice little drive there.
I might
beautiful
not
little layup there.
Studio. Let me
by
get
Bonnie
that
Jensen.
So that was my evening.
And now it's an 8-5
yeah.
Red Hawks lead
day.
Here. 5:36
my goodness.
Remaining.
First of all, Anya, who did you travel with?
In the first period.
So I had the
Rangel
fantastic
has on the right
opportunity
wing.
To travel
pulls up
with
for a jumper from 20
our
feet.
Local
yes!
Jewish Federation,
Rangel
which is to say
to.
A group of
Love
Jewish
to
people
that.
Who
it's
got together
to
and said,
down,
look,
favorite rip and full
it is important
again.
That our community shows
Grisius
up for this.
Laney, long
if
pass.
You want to go, here is a subsidized rate
there by
for
Thompson,
young professionals, essentially. So I traveled with 120 Milwaukee mostly, but also from all over Wisconsin. Professionals aging from, I think, the youngest traveler
Grove
with us was nine, and some of the
basket,
folks with us were
the,
of an
the
age
right
where it would have been disrespectful to ask. So we had a wide variety
inbound
of folks,
for the Pioneers.
And we also had folks, I should
507
say,
remaining
folks
and 8-7
like me
rip
who
and
are
lead.
Reform Jews, which is to say, you know, practice is very relaxed.
Here.
Practice
from three,
is very chill.
Oh,
we also had folks who had to delay boarding, not in a bad way, they just chose to get on after folks. Because
oh,
it was time for morning
corner.
Prayer,
Long
and that was uninterruptible.
Off the back of the rim and rebounded by
one of the guys I
Tough
had the opportunity to
there.
Interview said he'd never seen so many black hats
Went,
and tattoos
it. She's
in
got
one
Rangel
room.
Here. Rangel pulls up for another long one. Off the back of the rim
so
and doesn't fall. Jensen with another
I
rebound.
With.
In transition, she's got
to DC,
Bella Opal
who
right
was
wing.
With. Was incredibly 290,000 estimated attendees from all over America.
For three,
people were talking
oh,
about
off the
folks
rim,
from
but
the
it's
UK
rebounded.
There
by 10 pass. 10 pass is going to drive into herself.
It is
left-handed layup. Yes.
Insane.
Yes.
So,
some,
yeah.
some of the photos
so
that I saw from yesterday,
lead, 10,
as you
7,
said, almost 300,000 people.
After a beautiful
and
left-handed hook
peaceful.
From
there was no violence,
kind of
at least not
situation.
As of
Rangel
today. I haven't
ball,
seen
right
anything
wing.
That there have been any reports of violence
gets in the
or anything.
Oh, and it gets kicked
that's
out of bounds
news.
By Opal. She was
what,
dishing in it.
Other than
Jackson
showing support
quite
for
a
Israel,
advantage over,
what was the message behind this march, Anya?
So we got a quick the media
right.
timeout.
The message
how about
behind
that, Greg? And we'll take one here, too, on the Pioneer
in the wake
basketball
of the
network. A quick 30-second break, Anya. Take it away, please.
The wake of the attack in Israel. Anti-Semitism
talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to
just
hot gossip
to
is
unprecedented
easy.
Numbers.
So here's some drama
the
you could share with your kids.
The phrase that was used to discuss October 7th.
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Levels of anti-Semitism events occurring.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
While these things are related to Israel, they are far more about the rampant anti-Semitism, the ways in which...
Welcome back to
a
Van
lot of people
Field
are using
House,
this opportunity,
with Triple G, Greg Wansnyder.
This occurrence Piles as
come
an
out
opportunity
of the break
to commit
left
anti-Semitism.
In the period,
that was more. That was
10
the,
to 7 here.
The message of
the
this march.
Includes,
in addition to
Allison
that,
Thompson,
talking about still the Ryan 240 Wentz, people who are being held hostage.
Olivia Rangel.
There were mothers of hostages in attendance who
Emily
spoke,
Wisner,
including
no,
the mother of Hirsch Goldberg Poland. Who is
and then number three,
a young
Chloe
man,
the
a leftist
from
who
Arcadia.
Was taken hostage. We know that he lost his
Looks
arm
like
that day, and we don't know
Chloe
that he has received medical assistance since
Gaga.
Being taken
I'm sorry,
into
Gaza.
So all of
the
these
inbound,
things were
the
topic in addition
to
top
the
topic of love for our community
she
and growing
Wentz
that love in
left,
a time when
court,
there is growing hate
back
and saying we will always love each other and ourselves more than anyone can hate us for it.
Rebound by Wisner. Wisner's going
to
take back up. It gets blocked. Beautiful
it was like
block
a breath
there
of fresh
by
air
Jensen.
To be among so many people
this is
who were so diverse, so different.
For
yes,
Rippin.
If we sat down and had long,
Lainey
long discussions,
Havlovitz.
We would argue, but that's because we're
gets
Jewish.
In and over
you know,
the wing,
that's
left
family.
Jensen.
That's
Jensen's
what happens.
Going to drive to the hoop.
But it was about
kicks it all the way out.
It's a time in all of this war,
to,
in all of this ugly violence, it is a time for
now.
Love, and it is a time for taking care of each
now.
Other. Got it so
kicks it back out. That shot blocked beautifully.
There was people of all faiths
by two piles there.
That were
kick it out in
yes,
transition.
Not just people of the Jewish faith, but people of all faiths.
Yes. No,
that's right. Some of the speakers were Christian activists, Muslim activists.
There.
As well, I know that the attendees
could
came
have gone
from
either way,
a
but
wide
I,
variety of backgrounds, not just
the
diversity
for
of Jewish backgrounds,
a good job
but the diversity
position.
Of Christian backgrounds,
even if
Muslim backgrounds,
to
a ton of atheists, I'm sure a ton of Buddhists and Baha'i
so.
Folks. It was truly, truly
full court
an
pressure
incredible
there.
Display.
If you're just joining us, Anastasia Esther is our guest. She's our colleague here at Civic Media, producer for numerous programs, including the wonderful Maggie Dawn Show, which you can hear Monday through Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. And Anya was in Washington, D.C. yesterday among hundreds of thousands of people marching for Israel. We talked a little bit off the air, Anya, with this horrible situation between Israel and Hamas, and how sometimes because you are Jewish and you were open about practicing your faith,
kicks it back out to Wisner.
People come
Wisner
to you and expect you to
wing.
Be able to answer on behalf
Wentz
of the entire
pit,
nation of Israel.
No good, rebound by
and
Thompson,
can't you just,
and
you know, call Bibi Netanyahu for me and
the
rebound,
yeah.
So, you know, can't we?
Yeah, I got him on speed dial. Right?
Remaining, still full
I mean, yeah, but people do
inbound.
Make that assumption that your
out.
Opinion
Farney's
is going to be representative of all opinions,
up.
And that's just not the case.
Right.
By Thompson, Rangel, beautiful
right.
behind
that's
the back
exactly
dribble twice.
It. And it was, that was a lot of the discussion yesterday was how so many of us,
the
wide
Greg,
diversity of world Jewry,
yeah.
each of us
yeah.
had experiences of meeting
yeah.
someone who said that they'd never
less
met a Jewish
away,
person and
me.
Now it was time for that individual, that one
right
person,
now.
To answer the questions
good,
and do the education and
good
be the
points,
voice.
And, good, block
and
shots.
Here's a crowd of, like you said, not all of them are Jewish, but
we've got,
I from what
Bella
I've read,
Ostreicher
at least or an estimated 100,000 of those
heavy
were college students in attendance.
Wow.
So college students who are going to college in places across
gets
America,
out,
across the world, meeting
off the front
someone
of the
who goes, you are the first
that
Jewish
Bailey
person
Mullen
I've ever met.
Attempt. Here come the piles
now it's
now.
Time for you to explain.
It's Wentz having it.
Part of,
driving
part
in,
of the
pulls up,
fervor
looking for
yesterday
kicks it
was
out.
All of us
oh,
going,
confusion
oh, thank
there.
Goodness, there. I don't have to
and
explain
they're call
myself
you over the
to
back
anyone
there.
Here. I know why you're mourning. I
that's,
know why you're Soiki having a
going
hard
for
time.
That back in the game.
Let us just continue on with this day together Soiki, and not so. Have to think about all the explanations.
So they're trying to kick it back
to
Soiki,
in the previous
she was
days.
Not in the
well,
right
and,
spot
and
for the passer.
Much like Christianity,
the
there are
spot,
different.
So.
There are different
we
sects
time,
of Judaism, right? You know,
piles.
Christianity has
absolutely.
Evangelicals and Lutherans and Catholics and Unitarians, and Judaism also has its different breakdowns.
That's right.
So it's a
13-9
lead.
To talk about that a little bit,
period.
We did see
quick,
kind of
three-pointer from Jensen
of the
off
stronger,
the front of the rim, rebounded nicely by Swayke.
One of the
here
quite
come
more
the piles.
Obvious
it's
delineations in that
driving all the way
difference
down.
In practices.
Kicks it back out
you know,
to
we had folks
Swayke
there
for
who
long
were
deuce.
Ultra-Orthodox.
Off the back of the rim, rebounded
like I said,
by
folks
the Redhawks.
Morning prayer. They were like, we will board in just one moment. We just have to
pull over to the left corner.
But there were also members of the group that I've discussed before named Nituri Karta, who are extreme ultra-Orthodox.
Kicks it back out to Bella.
Group
Opel,
known as the
wing.
Satmers, which
Opel
is like
drive, pulls up.
You have ultra-Orthodox,
kick it
and then within that,
but it's
a tiny
by the
group
piles.
Called Satmers,
has
and an even tinier group that is
kicks it over, but the pass
Karta.
On the fast break is blocked
for most
by the
people
Red
who
Hawks.
Be familiar with Satmers, that's the back. That's the, the group
the
that is shown
there,
in the Netflix
many.
Show Unorthodox.
Opel, wow, beautiful
young woman shaving her head before her wedding, and now everyone's like, Anya, when you get married, will you shave your head?
Yes, for the lamp, yes!
Oh, please, no.
Wow.
Only if I want
makes
to.
It a two-point game. Beautiful
only
pass by Swayke.
Only if I think it looks good with the dress. 13-11,
55
right.
seconds left, opening period.
But within that
driving the basket, she travels there. Good call.
Some of America is familiar
Natalie Rowell
from that show. It's a group named Nituri Karta who was
in.
Present. Not within the march, but outside. And that's really the only group that showed up and tried to be like,
so 51 seconds left here,
this
a two-point
right.
game.
And they had signs that
in
said,
favor
like,
of the Red
authentic
Hawks,
rabbis wouldn't support
our beloved
this. And then there's a couple hundred thousand, not hundred thousand, but a couple thousand rabbis on the other
Wendt
side
will bring
going,
it up.
Well, we support a wide variety of different things, friend, including
47
each other.
Seconds now.
Yeah. So
kicks into the right wing to Halverson.
I am baffled.
Halverson
by,
into the corner.
I am baffled
Grisius.
By that.
Grisius back out to
we
Wendt.
We all are. And
Wendt
I'll say
has Swayke,
this.
Top of the key. Swayke to the left wing to
all
striker.
Are very
kicks
well
it back into Wendt.
Spoken.
Really nowhere to go.
And when you ask
Wendt
them something,
tries to force a shot. Great defense there by Ten Pass. Whitey got away with the foul there, but
answer
really
that
nowhere
has
for Wendt
many
to go
more
there.
Questions within it.
So good no call.
When
I think.
An Orthodox rabbi two rows behind
Red
me
Hawks
was asked about
the right
this
wing.
Group later, one of the people
they
who was with us
ten
had
pass,
no idea
ten
who they were.
The paint.
All I heard from the guy was,
down to the ball, so she's
no,
got to kick it back out.
They're a whack job.
This is Miller
so.
Trying to kick it in. And she gets fouled.
Quick, I mean, coming from
in.
People who otherwise would give you about a 15-minute spiel
by the piles,
on it.
Arms were straight up.
There you
there
go.
Was some contact.
It makes sense.
We're all baffled.
When
so
Lauren Swayke
when
gets her first.
Scenario,
that's a 15
if you have
foul
people
here,
marching
10
for,
seconds remaining.
You know, peace and freedom and justice. You can have Christians standing outside. This is not America. You are not America. We are the ones who are America because we believe in X, Y, and Z, and we are also whack jobs.
For
jobs, yeah.
Both teams either way. Second
if you have
throw,
a question
good.
Or a comment,
so make that a
14-11
game with
10 seconds left. 844-967-2789. Again, keeping in mind
Swayke,
that Anya is not here to speak on behalf of the government of Israel or Bibi Netanyahu
really nice
or
plus.
Any of that. She was
so
an attendee yesterday. And a
kicks
huge,
it over to Grisius,
huge, almost 300,000 people
left wing.
2 seconds
for left.
Israel yesterday
oh,
in D.C.
On the
can
pass
you stay with us through
they
the break?
They don't get a last-second shot
of course,
off there.
Of course, yes, I'd love to.
Wonderful,
to find
because I do want to talk
to you.
I mentioned
so.
That among the speakers
so
that you heard
one,
yesterday
14,
were some Muslims. And
Carol
I would love
11,
to, yes, I would love to hear what
we'll
what message they had to share
here on the Pioneer Basketball Radio Network.
All of this death and all of this mess. Just a mess.
It's never
all right, we will
personal.
Be right back.
Only politics.
I hope you will stay with us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Cruz. Weekdays from 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station
Civic
and
media radio
on the
Network.
Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
And we're back. It's at H. Baker Court in Van Neel Fieldhouse, where the home team, our beloved Pioneers women's basketball version, trailing Ripon. And again, a big adjustment for me. Big learning curve is that the women's game still plays quarters here, 10-minute quarters. This is quarter number two. And the possession arrow will favor Ripon. And in for the Pios. We've got Natalie Grisius, Ryan Wendt, number 21, Allison Thompson, number 12, Olivia Rangel, number 23, and then that looks like Emily Wisner, number 32.
Well, and let me tell you, Allison Thompson has done some great work off the bench. She might be my player of the game thus far.
Sure. Casey Kratz inbounds it to... Farney inbounds it to Havlovitz.
Varney kicks it back out to Jensen. Jensen drives, kicks it out to Bella in the left corner. She dribbles now. Oh, a little trouble. She's going to drive, pulls up, and that one's off. Rebounded by Tenpas. Another offensive rebound. A three-pointer for Jensen. In and out. Rebounded by Thompson. 9:34 remaining. Here's the Piles in transition. Rangel has it. Right backcourt. Now dribbles.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She hits Chrisius on the right wing. Chrisius kicks back to Rangel, who's open. She goes for three. Rangel, oh, off the back of the rim.
Everybody,
and Tenpas will let that go out of bounds. It'll be ripping ball here. We just
good
got our
morning,
first
welcome
stats
to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Natnair in for Kristen
inbound
Bry.
To Laney Havlovitz.
Me in studio. Calvin is on the
no
board. Anya,
although
Esther, our colleague and fellow producer here to left at Civic Media is joining us.
Opel.
And if you would like to watch
wing,
on the stream,
she's gonna drive
you can
the
find us on
up,
Facebook,
kicks
Twitter,
back out to
and YouTube.
She thinks about
and
it,
you can always
it
check in, leave a call or a text
off the front
at 844-967-2789.
Anya
yesterday attended the March for Israel that was in Washington. You're
really nowhere for Wisner to go on that.
And
so
again, as of this morning, I haven't
Natalie
seen any
Paul's
reports of any violence or any
Wendt,
incidents
good time
or
off the
anything
bench
like that. So that's always wonderful when you get a group together
and,
of that size. Anya, you had mentioned that among the speakers yesterday were some followers of the Muslim faith.
The
can you share some of what
drive
their
the
messages
the
were?
Pulls up. She probably should have shot
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so one of the phenomenal speakers,
three,
and I should
now,
say everyone who spoke was so moving and so great. But one of those speakers was Anila Ali.
Here. All the way down to Chrisius, the two. Oh, can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Rowolf. Rowolf still has it now, going to the left. That goes off her foot and out of bounds. So great, great opportunity there for the Piles. A beautiful pass from Rangel to Chrisius, but Chrisius just couldn't get it to fall. It was rolling around the rim and then peeked its way out. So score remains 14-11. No points scored yet in the second quarter. 8:13 remaining. The inbound goes to Rangel, who'll bring it up. Met at half court by Farney, who's going to back off here. Now over to Paulsko on the right wing. Paulsko dribbling in the middle. Kicks it over to Wisner. Wisner to Rangel, left wing. Rangel has a pick from Thompson. She's going to roll around it. She's going to take it herself. The layup is good by Rangel. Great shot there. It's back to a one-point game, 14-13, 7:49 and counting. Second quarter.
Great job, Olivia.
Havlovitz has the ball again at the point, guarded heavily by Paulsko. Good pressure by Paulsko in this man defense here. And she's going to take it all the way down. Going to try nowhere to go. Hits a driving 10 pass underneath. And the shot won't fall. Great defense again by Thompson. Left-handed layup on the rebound is good. So great effort. Second effort there by Tenpas. 16-13. Back to a three-point ripping lead as Rangel brings it up. Rangel kicks it to Wisner, right wing. Wisner going to her right. Kicks it back here to Chrisius. Back to Paulsko. Now Rangel has it. Left wing goes around. Another pick. She's going to take it herself. No, kicks it to the corner. Chrisius for three. Yes!
Yes!
Excuse me, Natalie Palskill, correction. That trade belongs to Palskill, the junior from Germantown. It's
we
now tied
three,
at 16
Dog
here.
We needed that.
Palskill, or Harney. Harney trying to find an open Red Hawk. Now she's got 10 pass here, top of the key. Guarded by Thompson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 10 pass looking. No, she's got to kick it out into the corner. Kicks it out to Opelt, the three, no good. Rebounded by Piles. There should be a foul there on the rebound. I believe. Let's see. Natalie Rowolf. So I stand correct. And not Farney. Rowolf gets called with that foul. And in for the Piles now is number four, Anna Nielsen, her first minutes as Chrisius comes out. We are tied at 16, 6:27 remaining. Kicks it into the wing. To Paulskill. Paulskill now dribbling to the center. No, goes back to the right. Kicks it to Rangel in the right corner. Rangel back to Wisner in the right wing. Kicks it over to Nielsen. Nielsen driving, pulls up. Gets away with the travel there. She kicks it over. Oh, Paulskill can't get it to fall. But that Nielsen. And Rippon had the rebound, but someone stepped on the line. So a big break here for the Piles looking to inbound. So let's see. Natalie Grishas led all scorers in the first with four. Nice little inbound. Oh! Palsko couldn't get the rebound to fall, but the Piles get the rebound there. That's Rangel. Yes! Beautiful fall away. Michael Jordan jumper there by Rangel. And it's now a Pile lead again, 18-16. Havlovitz dribbling, now driving. Beautiful drive. She's going to take it herself. Oh, layup can't fall, but a great rebound there by Rippon. And now Thompson has it. She asserts herself on that board.
Yes.
Outlet to Rangel. Here come the Piles looking to add to a two-point lead. Rangel going the distance. Left-handed layup. Oh! Went all the way to near the bottom of the basket and found its way out, but a foul has been called. I didn't get the call on that foul.
Yeah, I did not either.
And there it is. Abby Hartman, the senior from Wonder Lake. First free throw by Rangel. Nothing but the bottom of the net. It's now 19-16 in favor of the Pios. 5:31 remaining.
Don, is she a good second shooter quarter. Or what?
Rangel, a great shooter, especially under pressure. Second one in and out. So
I jinxed her. Sorry.
That's okay. Here comes Lainey Havlovitz with the ball for Rippon. Guarded by Palsko. Into the corner for three. Oh, wow, off the rim and in. Natalie Rowolf, we're tied at 19. Rangel brings it up, 5:08 remaining, looking to get the lead back. Over to Wisner. Right wing, Wisner's going to drive. She takes it. Shot is blocked a little bit. Enough there. And that was Bree Miller with the rebound. Going in, ball gets loose. Rangel has it. We got a little breakaway here. Rangel going to do it herself, left-handed layup. And it's good. And the foul. 21-19. Bree Miller charged with the foul there. Another great effort there. Again, Rangel with hands in her face. Good coverage.
Yeah.
Almost got, and she did get that one to fall. So one free throw here to make it hopefully a three-point play. And it's up. Yes! So it's 22-19 in favor of the Pios. Waiting for the score to put that point on. We have a media timeout here, and that'll give us an opportunity to go over first quarter stats here. The scoreboard says 21-19. It should be 22-19, I would believe.
It should, yes.
Yep, there it is. Thank you. So for the Pios, as I mentioned, in the first half, they had 11. First quarter, they had 11 points. Four from Natalie Grishas. Three from Lauren Psyche. Two from Olivia Rangel, and two from Allison Thompson. And Thompson off the bench with three rebounds. Soike with two. And Emily Wisner got a nice offensive rebound. Assist, Lauren Soike has one. Natalie Paulskill has one. And also has two personal fouls. So Paulskill, really the only one in any kind of foul trouble, if you were to call it that, with 4:48 remaining in the second period. As the Piles come out, and the lineup includes Lauren Psyche, Natalie Paulskill, Olivia Rangel, Chloe Halverson, and Anna Nielsen. Nielsen, a 5'10 sophomore from Verona, who really does believe there is a world beyond Verona walls, contrary to Romeo's assessment.
I got that reference.
So
yes.
Lainey will bring it up for Rippon. She's looking for someone. She's got number 20 there in the right backcourt. Guarded by Nielsen. Oh, the ball is stolen there. Oh, but she loses control, and Rippon gets it back. A great effort by Paulskill, just couldn't hang on to it. And, nice little job there by Lainey. Got away with the travel. And Piles end up with the rebound. Rangel, beautiful little dish. And Paulskill lays it in. It's now 24-19, the biggest lead, a five-point lead for the Piles. 4:11 remaining in the second here. That's Lainey driving a beautiful little dish, a 10-pass. A heck of a play by Lainey Havlovitz, the freshman from Wild Rose. Rangel bringing it up, 24-21, Pio lead. Ball stripped on the pass, but it goes out of bounds. Excellent hustle there by Abby Hartman, who now comes off. Inbound to Rangel, going around the right, goes around to pick. She kicks it out from the corner, shot off the front of the rim, no good. Ball still loose, but Rippon has it here. This is Natalie Falwell with it. She's driving to the basket, kicks it into the corner for three. That's off the back of the rim. That was Bella going for that. Good little outlet there to Grisius, going for the open layup, and it's good. Pio's back to a five-point lead, 26-21, 3:23 left in the half. Inbound to Rawwolf, Natalie Rawwolf. We'll call her the Dire Wolf. Top of the key, there's Lainey Havlovitz. We'll call her Havlicek. She drives in, a beautiful little dish. To Bella, now into the corner. Yes! That was the Dire Wolf, Natalie Rawwolf. It's a 26-24 game. 2:55. Rangel bringing it up. Goes to the right here. Dishes it to Grisius. Now she got Swakey, top of the key. Swakey over to the left to Halverson. Halverson kicks it back out. Swakey, top of the key for three. The lefty off the back of the rim. Good little box out there by Rawwolf. Dishes it now to Havlicek. Ten pass has it. And there will be a body foul there at number four, Anna Nielsen. That's her first, team's first of the quarter.
Got subs coming in here.
So interesting about the women's game, too, is they do fouls by quarter, not by half, it looks like. Fortunately for the Pios, that's only one team foul then for the quarter. Three on Rippon. And we got a five-second violation. Great, great Lindsey Schultz defense there when you can force one of those five-second vios. Inbound to Rangel. From Paul Skill. Nice little dish there underneath. And that's Grisius with a nice little bunny underneath. It's 28-24 Pios. The Dire Wolf bringing it up for Rippon. She's going to go to her left here. Pulls up. Kicks it all the way out. Three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded beautifully by Chloe Halverson. She'll bring it up. Kicks it over to Rangel. Rangel trying to go into the center. Kicks it back out. It ends up to... Oh, we got to travel before the shot there. Paulskill. Good ball distribution there. I couldn't keep up. It went to Soike, top of the key.
And good consistent officiating so far on that travel call there. Calling that on
that
both
is a good
teams.
Ball. Yep, they sure did. Inbound to Havlicek. Laney's going to take it over center court for the Redhawks. Driving out of the hoop. Good little move. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Tenpass. Tenpass, nowhere to go. Kicks it all the way out to Bella Opelt in the corner. She gets it out to Farney. Farney, nice little dish, but it's stolen, knocked away by Halverson. Here come the Piles. Halverson leading the break. Kicks it out to Paulskill, left wing. Kicks it back to Soike, top of the key, over to Rangel, right wing. Rangel back to Soike, top of the key, over to Halverson, left wing. Halverson driving now. Goes cross court to Rangel. Right wing, Rangel into the corner to Grisius. Right corner, that is. Back to Rangel, right backcourt. Over to Halverson, top of the key. Halverson now going to drive. Kicks it back out. Now Rangel, or excuse me, Grisius for three. That's off the back of the rim. And good box out there by Bella Opelt, forcing the out of bounds and side out to Rippon. Great little box there on Rangel from Opelt. And here comes Havlovitz, Lainey Havlovitz, Hondo. Going, dribbling to her left. Finds Farney. Excuse me, Opelt. Ten pass, cop the key. Into Havlovitz. Havlovitz drives. Nowhere to go in the corner of the back. Oh, she's going to take it herself. And a nice little right-handed from the left side there. Underneath the basket. A tricky little move there. 28-26 in favor of the Pios. 38 seconds left in the half. Halverson has it right wing. Goes around to pick. Kicks it over to Gris Pelt. Now Rangel has it. Back into Allison Palsko. Nice little dish there to Swakey. Oh, can't get it to fall. Rebound by the Pios. Halverson kicks it out to Rangel from three, left wing. Oh, in and out. Thought she had it. Great little rebound by Bonnie Jensen. Here come the Redhawks in transition. 3-on-1. And a nice little dish to Farney. Ties it up with 7 seconds left. Rangel's going to hustle this one down here. Gets it over to Grisius. Last second shot. Oh, off the front of the rim. That was almost a three. Wow, what a great effort there.
Wow.
By Natalie Pelskill. So a good back and forth game here. Leaves us tied 28 at the half. As we see the Pi Bowl teams head into the locker room. And we'll head out for a quick halftime. Any quick messages for halftime, Greg?
Yeah, good defensive battle so far on both ends.
And it really is.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, we've seen some good passing and ball handling.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry? I'll take one, yeah, thanks. So we're going to take a one-minute commercial break here on the Pioneer Basketball Radio Network at halftime. It's the Carroll Pioneers tied with the Red Hawks of Ribbon, 28-all. We'll be back after these important messages. Anya, take it away.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We are back live at the Ted H. Baker Court at the Van Mail Fieldhouse at Carroll University here in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Thank you so much.
And Don Brown is here with me, Triple G, and we are enjoying some halftime music and refreshments here offered by the media people here at Carroll University.
The Carroll staff, great team of student workers here. And
yeah.
We see Mike Westmeyer will be coming around the court to give us the halftime stats. But contrary to what I thought, we have a nice turnout here in this Thanksgiving Small Business Saturday, and it's Community Day, so any kids that come in with their team jerseys or their community jerseys get in free. And I see some young ladies from Maguanago here, well representing Muck. Great athletic tradition over there from youth all the way to the high school level.
Oh, yeah.
So they get to look forward to a signed team poster as Mike Westmeyer gives us the halftime stats. Let's get at it first. Olivia Rangel leads all scorers with 10 points. She has 2 assists and 1 steal. So, and good news, too, is I don't think Olivia has any fouls. She's 4 for 9 from the field, 0 for 2 from three-point land. That can't be right because she did drain a 3, I thought. She's 2 for 3 on free throws. So following her is Natalie Pelskill with 7. And she has 1 assist. And with rebounds, she has 2. Rangel has 3. Natalie Grisius has 6 total points. And she's got, let's see where she is in the rebounding. She's got 1 rebound. Lauren Psyche has 3 points and 3 rebounds. She has 2 assists, 2 steals. So, and then other scorers for the Pios include Allison Thompson, who's got 2 points. Allison also has 6 rebounds coming off the bench, 1 for 2 on field goals. She also has 3 block shots, so she is tied for 3rd in the all-time Carroll list for block shots. So congratulations to Allison Thompson,
yes,
the senior from
definitely.
Darlington, the Darlington darling, Allison Thompson. So, and then let's have a look here at the Redhawks of Ripon. Ella Tenpas leads, actually her and Natalie Rawwolf are both tied for leading scorers with 8 points. Tenpas also has she has 2 fouls on her, but 5 total rebounds, including 3 offensive rebounds. Very important stat there. And then Natalie Rowell, 2 for 2 from
three-point land, 3 for 4 from the field overall. She has 3 rebounds as well and 1 foul. And she also has 2 takeaways and 1 steal. And so, yeah, so great effort. And then other scorers for Ripon include Bella Opelt, the wing wing and point guard who has 5 total points. Bonnie Jensen has only 2 points, so they're doing a good job on her. And then Lainey Havlovitz has 3. And so let's see, who else do we have here? Abby Hartman has no point. Oh, Brianna Miller has 4 points for the Redhawks. So very evenly matched game. There were some missed opportunities for the Piles. There were definitely some missed open shots for the Redhawks early on. So really, you got to expect an exciting second half, Greg.
Yes, yes. Both teams were running down the court. I was wondering what their track speeds were, you know, when they were running down the court like that, you know.
A lot of transition basketball here, so you like to see that.
Right, so, right, yeah. Right.
And yeah. I want to do a good shout-out here, Greg, is among the students in attendance helping out here, you know, J.R. Muth helped with setup along with Kevin Richmond from the football team, and the senior French-Canadian from Kenosha, Jacob Laurent, has been here providing his support. Very colorful character. And really had a nice conversation with J.R. Muth, who he's a senior, had a great year and at the wide receiver spot for the Pios in another winning effort. And he is pursuing a career in nursing once he graduates in the spring. So just a really nice young man. Same thing with Kevin Red. A really nice conversation with Kevin Richmond. He works with my son over at Home Depot. And
oh, really?
So we were able to share a few laughs. Very nice young gentleman from Chicago South Side. And just, yeah, the students, I got to remember some more of the names of the staffers. They're all very friendly.
Yeah,
and,
Savannah, who led me over. I think it was Savannah who
I think it was
led
too, yeah.
me over
yeah.
to the booth here. Had a little bit of an interesting setup for a person with visual challenges here. There's some steps up. And, and then had to walk across the gym, smelt the popcorn definitely coming in the gym. So, man, if we could get some of that would be,
Well, and one suggestion is one thing, you know, during the Carroll men's basketball game, we are entertained by the cheerleading squad or dance squad, whatever you call it, and the women should have an all-male cheer or dance squad supporting them at halftime. And
there
again, with
go,
all
Don.
The young student-athletes we have here, you know, a couple quick classes, I think, for the young men, I think they could put on a nice show of school spirit for the Pioneers. We are all first and foremost Pioneers.
Right.
And it'd be a real Pioneer effort, too, you know, to put something like that together.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So, Don, really quickly, while we have some time, do we have some time or are we getting
Oh, we got to... loads of time here, Greg. Okay. In fact, yep, we even got time before the station identification. So the floor is yours, my good friend.
Okay, so I just wanted to mention that on Tuesday, November 28th, coming up this Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday.
Is Giving Tuesday. Is not only Giving Tuesday at Carroll, and you can visit Carroll University's Giving Tuesday website for more information. And I am actually a Giving Tuesday ambassador as a
Love
member
it.
Of the Alumni Council. So Carroll has just given so much to me during all my years here. You know, my
so much to our city too.
My involvement with the radio station, and now I'm able to mentor people in different different areas, different fields. That I just. It's important for me to give back. So Giving Tuesday is happening. The culmination of the day on Tuesday, though, will be from 4:30 until approximately 6 p.m. Will be See You, Merry and Bright. And that's when all the campus gets lit up for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And it'll be... around Main Lawn and the Carroll University Choir, directed, of course, by new choir director Jeremiah Colley,
nice.
Will be
Was he a bullfrog?
And
Only kidding.
I don't know. But also...
but he's a good friend of yours.
Yes, he is a good friend of mine. Yes.
Did you help him drink his wine?
I don't know if he liked wine either, but I would have helped him.
But you'd help him if he had it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Definitely.
That's good.
There'll be pictures with Santa at that event, and I'm not going to sit on Santa's lap, but maybe Don, maybe you'll want to come.
I don't want to hurt poor Santa.
Santa's lap.
Maybe if my daughter's still young enough. But
yeah.
Speaking of Giving Tuesday, though, Greg, I want to meet you halfway there because I'm an unofficial Giving Tuesday ambassador for a cause very near and dear to me. On my show this morning, in our second segment, we had Lindsay Johnson, the executive director of the food pantry serving Waukesha County. And if you go to their website, Google it, or I think it's waukeshafoodpantry.org, there's opportunities for you to support that mission. And money is just as important as goods in kind, because with the money they can buy some of these goods cheaper than the average consumer, and they can buy it in a timely way so it's still fresh when it gets distributed to those families in need. And they helped a lot of families out this Thanksgiving, and looking forward to doing the same in this holiday season, especially in the cold season too. But and I got to ask Greg, if it's Giving Tuesday here at Carroll, is it fair to say that the next day is Taking Wednesday as they Pioneer Ladies open up the CCIW schedule against North Central?
Yes,
we'll be here to broadcast.
Yes, we will be here to broadcast.
Broadcast should start right at 7 to tip off time after the Maggie Dawn show.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to that. And then for you basketball lovers and in general too, is Friday Night Basketball. It's a new series we're starting up for high school basketball. Friday night game featuring different Waukesha high school teams. Primarily it will be Waukesha South, and they will start their conference schedule, a Classic 8 against the very dangerous state finalist Kettle Moraine and the Lasers, led by all-world Drew Wagner. They should call him Drew World B. Wagner. Unbelievable player. He's committed to the Naval Academy for football.
Oh, okay.
And, it's a great, great athlete to watch. Fine young man. His dad, Tom, is a lieutenant with the Waukesha Police Department. But also very excited about our black shirts, too. A lot of great, great players there. Looking forward to that as Piles have already come onto the floor, and now the Red Hawks of Ripon have come out. They spent a little more time in the locker room, so maybe you could stay there a little bit more exhausted than our young ladies were. It'd be fun to think that. But
You know, both teams, Carroll's obviously got to establish momentum early, and that's the goal of this the beginning of the second half. Carroll had a slow start in the University of Chicago's game at the beginning of the third quarter. So if we can establish that momentum early, that'll be key for the Pioneers.
You know, it really is. You know, it's funny. So I went to Michigan State, and I'm still a fan of Spartan hoops, and they lost on Thanksgiving to Arizona. They came from behind, almost pulled it out, but they lost, and I think it might even went to overtime. But Coach Izzo made a good point, is that, you know, comebacks are for losers. And I know it sounds pretty extreme, but the point is, when you want to play at a high level, you got to come to dance early, and you got to play the full 40 minutes in college. And it is great if you have that ability to come back when you're off to a slow start, but when it becomes a habit, that creates problems, and it wears. So you really got to come out of the gate flying. Offensively, execute on defense, you can create those opportunities on offense. But you know, really, as you get to a higher level, you can't afford those slow starts. So, and I imagine Coach Lindsay Schultz has had a similar dialogue with her players, especially after a game that they had a chance of winning there. You know, Coach Schultz was telling me that they had a chance to win, that they had the last shot at regulation at the end and couldn't pull it off. So,
yeah,
some good learning lessons early in the season here. So, we're about a minute and 10 seconds away from the second half starting. And, Anya, if it's not too early, let's do a quick break for station identification here on the Pioneer Basketball Radio Network, WAUK Radio.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We are back for the start of the second half here at Ted H. Baker Court. Under a minute left, and here is your play-by-play man extraordinaire, downtown, Donnie Brown.
Thanks, Greg. Pioneers coming out. Their starting lineup for the second half includes number 33, Natalie Gricius. Number 14, Lauren Psyche. Number 22, Natalie Paulskill. Number 23, Olivia Rangel. And I believe that's number 32, or excuse me, number 22, Natalie Paulskill. Number 33, Natalie Gricius. Number 14, Lauren Psyche. So it's the same. It's the starting lineup as the beginning of the game. Pioneers will now be, they'll be, they get the inbound on the possession arrow, and they'll be shooting at the west basket here, closest to Schneider Stadium. And here come the Red Hawks coming out with their same starting lineup. Bonnie Jensen, 10 Paz. Actually, the Dire Wolf is in now. But you've got Bella and Laney and the guards. Soike off to the left wing here. That was Wisner. Emily Wisner has it. Is in the lineup. Rangel has it near the top of the free throw line. She pulls up for a beautiful follow-away jumper driving in on Dire Wolf. And Carroll has a lead, 30-28, 9:34 remaining. Full court press, but Dire Wolf does a good job of dribbling out of it now in the right backcourt. Coming now to the middle. Backing up towards the Pio Pete logo. Kicks it over to, that's Bella, over to Jensen all alone from the three-point line. And she puts a nice deuce in there from 10 feet out, excuse me. We're tied again at 39, 12 remaining. Rangel brings it in off of the Grisius inbound. Paulskill has it right wing. Over to Soike, top of the key. Beautiful little dish in there to Grisius, and she gets the bucket and the foul on a left-handed. Bonnie Jensen gets her first personal foul. Grisius will shoot to one, make it a three-point lead with 9:02 remaining. Nice little dish in there, and in and out. Rebounded by Tenpaz. Gets it over to Dire Wolf. Here come the Red Hawks. Dire Wolf guarded by Paulskill. She's going to drive, take it all the way, dish it all the way out to Bella Opelt for three. Yes! Bella Opelt. They're, it should be, they're only calling it two, it looks like, so it's 33-32. Her foot might have been on the line as Rangel brings it up, 8:40 remaining. Paulskill has it in the right wing. Has Soike, top of the key, over to Wisner, left wing. Wisner now to Soike, top of the key, gives it to Rangel. Rangel into the corner. Grisius for three. Oh, off the front of the rim. Great box out by the Red Hawks as Dire Wolf gets the ball. In transition all the way to Jensen in the corner. Jensen dished to Tempest. Knocked away beautifully by Grisius. Or excuse me, Paulskill. Paulskill in transition. Gives it to Rangel in the right corner. She's going to drive in. Kicks it back out to Paulskill. Paulskill. Oh, she should have kept going. She was circling. Oh, good little job there. Dished off. Rangel gets all there, the basket goes! Wow! Just some great plays all around here. Tenpaz did a great job coming over, almost stripped the ball. But she gets it off. So the Dire Wolf gets her first personal, Natty Roe Wolf. And it should be 35-33. We're having issues with the scoreboard here. This should make it a three-point game again if she makes it. Oh, it's off the back, the rim. So 10 pass with the rebound. Gives it to Havlovitz. Laney Havlovitz. She's dribbling in. Oh, good little strip there by Wisner. Wisner going to go try to take it all the way. Going up against Jensen. Jensen blocks it away. A big Wilson sandwich. They actually called that a foul. Hard to believe. There was a little body there, but that was all ball on the strip. There's no way Wisner makes that shot. And even though she's showing a lot of composure, I would have to say Coach Busolacci is steaming in the inside there. Free throw, first one is good. Off the front of the rim and in. So scoreboard now says 35-33. That I can't figure out, Triple G.
And we'll have to get a scoring.
Second shot, and that's good too. So now it's saying 36-33. It should be 38-33, I would believe. Inbound. Oh, stolen away. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow should favor Rippon. But a great stand here in the full court press from the Pios. And Rawolf gets it in to Jensen. Jensen dribbles it up now. She's going to go all the way. No, kicks it into the corner to Opelt. Opelt guarded by Rangel. She's going to drive the basket. Pulls up. Kicks it out to Direwolf all alone. She misses a three. Rebound by Paulskill. Paulskill doing all the great things away from the ball. Nice little dribble there, bringing it up. Oh, kicks in a beautiful dish to Soike. Oh, another rebound by Paulskill. Kicks it out to Wizard. Yes! Emery Wizard with that train. It's a 39-33 pile lead. 7:07 remaining in the third quarter.
Those are her first.
And a timeout by the Redhawks. They're going to talk it over after this great. So Paulskill throws a beautiful pass to Soike. Soike gets hammered putting it up. No call, but on the rebound, talk about following your shot or your pass. Paulskill gets in there, rips it out of a Redhawk hand, kicks it out to Wisner for the tray. Just a great series of events there, Triple G.
Yeah, and I believe those are Wisner's first points of the game, and couldn't have come at a better time
for
the Pioneers.
No doubt. So, but I still believe we're missing points here on the scoreboard. I think I'm the only one that's not hallucinating. Or maybe I am hallucinating, but either way, it is a six-point pile lead with 7:04 remaining in the third frame of this four-quarter match. And a great test for the Piles, getting them ready for the CCIW. Great competition here from the Redhawks of Rippon in the Midwest Conference.
Yes, yes. This is a great, like you said, it's non-conference. And people say non-conference games, they aren't important. They definitely are.
They are if it's the right teams, too. It's a great matchup. And that's, you know, usually in the holidays, you try the great teams, try to find some great teams to match up with, one for the fans and the students, but two also for that conference preparation.
Right.
And inbounding will be Bree Miller for the Redhawks. A little trouble in the inbound, but she does find 10 pods, top of the key. Kicks over to Jensen in the corner, guarded by Chloe Halverson now in the game. Double cover now, and the ball goes off Wisner's leg out of bounds. Wisner came over to double team on that. Great job. Seeing some really great team defense here from both sides. 6:58 remaining. Bella Opalt will inbound under the basket here. Piles defending the east basket. Inbound to Jensen. Beautiful little pass to a cutting Laney. Nice little pass, 10 pads, but it's blocked, but it is a foul will be called. That might be Allison Thompson now in the game. Yep. That's her second personal. Team's first of the quarter. Oh, Ellen Tempest makes the first one, so it's now 39-34. I really like the play of this Ella Tempest.
Yeah.
A junior out of Oostburg. And second one doesn't go in. Thompson there with the rebound. Outlets to Rangel. Rangel brings it up. Rangel kicks it back to Thompson, top of the key. The forward's like, don't give it to me here. Rangel now driving. She's going to take it herself one-hander. Nice little shot putter. Rangel, so 41-34. In favor of the Pios. So it looks like they fixed the scoreboard. It went from 39-33 to 41-34. So I think some points were awarded to the wrong team there. So I guess I'm not hallucinating. As Ryan Wendt comes into the game for Natalie Paulskill's played some really great time. Great boy.
Yeah,
that was a highlight reel in that one series there.
Giving Paulskill a little bit of
Laney drives, beautiful little dish. Rebound blocked beautifully by Thompson, but can't keep it in bounds. But another great block for Allison Thompson as she continues to sail up the ladder in that block shot list of leaders for Carroll. Bree Miller inbounding under the Rippon basket. Finds Jensen. Jensen gets fouled there by Ryan Wendt. Boy, Jensen really put that shoulder in there. I guess the argument is that Wendt didn't have very good position, but that's her second personal, team second. Miller will inbound again. She's got Laney Havlovitz alone. Nice little bounce pass under the basket to Bella, but nowhere to go, so she's going to dribble it out, guarded by Rangel. Now she's going to drive in. Kicks it out, but Wisner knocks it away. Actually, no. Wisner doesn't touch it, so it's going to go back to the Pioneers. So an errant pass by the sure-handed Bella Opelt. Opelt, the 5'3 junior from Neillsville. Ryan Went will bring it up for the Pios. Kicks it to Rangel in the right wing. Rangel goes around a pick from Nielsen now in the game. Pass gets knocked away. Ends up in Bree Miller's hands. She brings it up. Kicks it over to number 14,